Will you please turn to Romans chapter 6?
请大家打开罗马书第六章。
We read it yesterday, and we will read it again today.
我们再读过，但今天我们再读这段的经文。
Romans chapter 6, verse 15.
罗马书第六章的第十五节。
Through verse 23.
直到第二十三节。
Again, I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Cantonese.
我们又再一次的先用中文读，然后用广东话读。
Romans chapter 6, verse 15.
罗马书第六章的第十五节。
What then should we sing because we are not under law, but under grace? Far be the thought. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself, bondmen for obedience, ye are bondmen to him whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But thanks be to God, that ye were bondmen of sin, but have obeyed from the heart the form of teaching into which ye were instructed. Now having got your freedom from sin, you have become bondmen to righteousness. I speak humanly on account of the weakness of your flesh. For even as ye have yielded your members in bondage to uncleanness and to lawlessness unto lawlessness, so now yield your members in bondage to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were bondmen of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit, therefore, have ye then in the things of which ye are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now, having got your freedom from sin, and having become bondmen to God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the act of faith of God, eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
罗马书第六章的第十五节，这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪么？断乎不可。岂不晓得你们献上自己作奴仆，顺从谁就作谁的奴仆么？或作罪的奴仆，以至于死，作顺命的奴仆，以至于诚意。感谢神，因为你们从前虽然作罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。你们既从罪里得了释放，就作了义的奴仆。我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说：你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法作奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义作奴仆，以至于成圣。因为你们作罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，作了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Maybe have a word of prayer.
我们有一个祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together this afternoon.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你今天下午召聚我们一起在这里。
We thank Thee because we are gathered in Thy name.
我们感谢你，因为我们奉你的名字来到聚集。
We have the assurance that Thou art with us this afternoon.
有一个确据是知道今天下午你在我们当中。
Will you please speak to us?
主啊，请对我们说话。
Open our understanding.
打开我们的悟性。
That we may really be brought into the reality of Thy Word.
叫我们被带进你话语的实际。
That Thou mayest be glorified even in us.
以致你能够甚至在我们身上来到荣耀你自己。
Dear Lord, this time is yours.
亲爱的主，这段时间是你的。
And we trust thy Holy Spirit to do thy work. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank God that he gave us another opportunity to be together. I often feel that this is the long suffering of God.
我常常觉得这个是神的长久忍耐。
Because his heart towards us is love.
因为他对我们的心是爱。
He wants us to be like him.
他想我们似他。
So he gave us opportunities again and again.
所以他一次一次的给机会我们。
And we trust the Holy Spirit to do this work.
我们相信圣灵会作这个工。
Yesterday morning, we mentioned that life is composed of relationships.
我们昨日我们交通到生命是包括了很多的关系。
Before we believe in the Lord Jesus, we have only horizontal relationships.
我们未信主之前，我们所有的关系只不过是平衡的关系。
But now by the grace of God, we are saved.
但靠着神的恩典，我们得救了。
So we begin a life with vertical relationship.
我们就开始一个生命是有一个垂直的关系。
We have a relationship with God.
我们有一个跟神有一个关系。
And as a matter of fact,
事实上
this relationship governs all our horizontal relationships.
这个垂直的关系是管理着所有我们平衡的关系。
If we are right with God,
如果我们同神的关系是对，
then we will be right with everybody.
我们会对同其他所有人的关系都是对。
If we are not right with God,
如果我们同神的关系不对，
nothing is right in our lives.
在我们的人生里面就没有是对的了。
So you see how important is our relationship with God.
所以我们看见我们跟神的关系是多么重要。
And this relationship with God is manifold.
这个跟神的关系有很多方面。
When we first believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们开始相信主耶稣的时候，
we have a relationship between the Savior and the saved.
我们开始的关系是救主和蒙拯救的人的关系。
We have a relationship of God and his children.
我们有一个关系是神和他的儿女。
But as we grow in the Lord,
但当我们在主里面长大的时候，
we find the relationship gets deeper.
我们就发觉这个关系是进深了。
We have a relationship with Christ Jesus as his disciples.
我们有一个关系是主，我们是主的门徒。
We not only are born of God,
我们不单止从神而生，
but we are to learn of Christ.
我们都要学习基督。
So you find that relationship gets closer and closer.
你就发觉这个关系越来越近了。
But if we continue on with relationship with God,
但如果我们继续跟神有关系的时候，
we find a new relationship seems to come to us.
我们就发觉那里有一个新的关系。
And it is a relationship of our being bondmen to God our Lord.
我们发觉我们跟神有一个关系，就是主人和奴仆的关系。
As a matter of fact, this relationship is deeper than just being saved and the Savior.
事实上这个关系比主救主和被拯救的人的关系是更深的。
It even is closer than the relationship of the master and the disciples.
这个甚至是比主人和门徒的关系更深。
But unfortunately, among God's people today,
很不幸的，在神的子民的当中，
this relationship is almost unknown.
这个关系呢，似乎是没人认识的。
And we have already mentioned yesterday,
我们昨天已经提过，
the reason isBecause the word dolos is not rightly translated in our Bible.
我们就昨天讲到，因为这个奴隶这个字 在我们的中文圣经里面的翻译，翻译得不准确了。
In all the different translations that I know of,
我所认识的所有的翻译的版本里面，
Romans 6:15-23 is the only place where dolus is rightly translated.
唯有是在罗马书第六章的第十六节至十三节这个希腊文这个字才是唯一翻译得准确的。
But in most of the translations,
you find
this dolus is translated servant instead of slave or bondman.
这个的字翻译成为仆人，而不是按住他的意思，应该翻译为奴仆或者奴隶。
So far as I know, there are only two translations.That seems to be right.
据我所知道，只有两个关系，两个嘅版本嘅翻译系准确嘅。
One is the Darby's translation.
一个系特备嘅版本。
And the other is New International Version.
另一个系新国际版本。
Now maybe there may have other versions.
或者有其他嘅版本都未定。
But I'm not aware of.
但我系唔知道。
And because of this,
因为呢个缘故。
God's people today do not have a right impression of our relationship with the Lord Jesus as His bondman.
所以今日好多基督徒唔认识呢一个我哋应该同神有嘅关系，就系我哋系佢嘅奴仆。
You remember the apostles?
你记得使徒
？How they proud of themselves of being the bondman.Of Jesus Christ.
他们几引以为荣，他们是耶稣基督的奴仆。
You find Paul when he wrote a letter to the Philippines.
你发觉保罗写书信给腓立比的教会。
He called himself the bondman of Jesus Christ.
他说他自己是耶稣基督的奴仆。
And even when you think of Peter,
甚至你想到彼得的时候
in 2 Peter, he calls himself the bondman of Jesus Christ.
彼得这样说他自己是耶稣基督的奴仆。
And James called himself the bondman of Jesus Christ.
雅各都是自称他自己为耶稣基督的奴仆。
And Jude called himselfThe bondman of Jesus Christ.
犹大都是称他自己为耶稣基督的奴仆。
And John in Revelation calls himself the bondman of Jesus Christ.
约翰在启示录都自称为耶稣基督的奴仆。
For the book of Revelation is a revelation of God to Christ.
启示录是神来到在基督里面启示出来。
And Christ revealed it to John, his bondman.
是基督就向将这个启示来到启示他的奴仆约翰。
And John, the bondman of Jesus Christ, wrote to all the bondmen of God.
这个奴仆约翰就写这封启示录来到给耶稣基督所有其他的奴仆。
So if you want to understand the book of Revelation,
如果你想明白启示录的话，
you need to be a bondman of Jesus Christ.
你要作耶稣基督的奴仆。
Before you can really understand what Revelation is all about.
你才能够明白是启示录是讲什么。
So you can see how important is this relationship.
你就可以看见这个关系何等的重要。
Now, yesterday afternoon, we speakOf types.
昨天我们交通到一些预表。
We try to learn this matter from the Old Testament.
我们就从旧约来到学习这件事情。
But in the Old Testament, they are all types.
但旧约所有的都是预表。
When you come to the reality or the antitypes,
如果我们回到那个实际、那个真正的事物，
then you have to come to the New Testament.
我们要回到新约。
So here, this afternoon, we would like to talk about how this bondmanship relates to us today.
所以我们今天我们要思想的就是这个奴仆这个关系和我们今天有什么关系了。
Well, I think if we really want to understand this,
如果我们真的想明白这个，
Probably we have to go back to the very beginning.
我哋要翻翻去最初嘅地方。
And that is when God created man.
那是当日神嚟到创造人嘅时候。
You know, God created man after His own image.
你知道神系按住人神神自己嘅形象嚟到做人。
And the image there does not refer to outward form.
这个形象不是讲到外面 的模样。
Because the word image there points to our inward nature or character.
因为这个按着神的模样，这个字是讲到我们里面的性格。
Now, this afternoon, we just want to mention one nature or one character of God.
今天下午，我们只是来到交通是神。一个的性格。
And this one character or nature of God is in us too.
这个神的性格或者神的性情是在我们的里面的。
And that is when God created man.
当神做人的时候
He created man with a free will.
他做人是有给人有自由的意志。
Because God is the supreme free will.
因为神是那个至高的自由意志。
He can choose to do anything that pleases him.
神能够拣选作任何的事情是按照他自己的喜悦。
So when God created man,
所以当神做人的时候
He gave man a free will.
神给人有自由的意志。
Now that is the dignity of man.
这个是人所有的尊严。
But after he created man,
但当他做人之后
You know what he did?
你知道他做乜嘢啦？
He put man into the Garden of Eden.
神就将人摆伊甸园嘅里边。
And there in the midst of the garden.
喺呢个园嘅中间。
You have the tree of life.
你嗰度有生命树。
And by the side of it, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
喺呢个生命树嘅旁边有呢个分别善恶树。
Now we want to ask the question.
我哋要问一个问题啦。
Why does God put these two trees in the garden.
神为什么将这两棵树放在伊甸园呢?
There is a reason.
我们有一个原因。
Because if he gives man free will,
因为他将自由意志来到给人,
and he does not give man opportunity to choose,
但如果他不给人有机会去拣选,
then what is that free will for?
那自由意志又有什么用呢?
So you find after God gave man a free will,
所以当神给人有自由意志之后,
God said now,You can choose how are you going to live.
神就说人你可以拣选你怎样去活。
You may choose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你可以拣选分别善恶树。
That is to say, you want to increase your own intelligence.
换句话来说你可以增加你自己的智慧。
You want to make yourself God.
你可以将自己造成神。
You want to live an independent life.
你想做一个拣选一个独立的生活。
You want to be the center of your life.
你想做自己生命的中心。
Now, if you want to do that,
如果你想这样做
you can choose that way.
你可以拣选那条路。
And then there is another way of life.
但那里有另一条的路是被人争去过的。
And that is you choose the tree of life.
你是拣选生命树。
Because the tree of life stands for the life of God Himself.
因为生命树是代表神自己的生命。
He wants us to live by His life.
神想我们靠着他的生命来活。
He wants us to be dependent upon Him.
神想我们来依靠他。
He wants us to be obedient to Him.
神想我们信服他。
So that He can use us For his own purpose.
所以他能够使用我们为着他自己的旨意。
So after God created man,
所以当神做完人之后
he put these two trees before man.
他将这两棵树摆在人的面前
and allow man to make the choice.
用让人来到去作拣选。
But unfortunately,
但很不幸的
our forefather Adam and Eve made the wrong choice.
我哋嘅祖先当夏娃作咗个错嘅拣选。
Not only made the wrong choice for themselves.
唔单止为佢哋自己做一个错嘅拣选。
But he made the wrong choice of the human race.
佢就系代表人类整个全人类做一个错误嘅拣选。
Because we are all born of Adam.
因为我哋每所有嘅人都系从亚当而生。
So we all inherit his life.
我哋所有嘅人都系承继咗佢嘅生命。
And his life is an independent life.
佢嘅生命系一个独立嘅生命。
His life is that we may live for our own self.
佢嘅生命系话我哋可以为自己嚟到活。
We live according to our own intelligence.
我哋按照我哋自己嘅智慧嚟到活。
We decide what is good and what is evil.
乜嘢系好，乜嘢系唔好，乜嘢系善，乜嘢系恶。
Not knowing that we are already in bondage.
我哋却唔领会，唔知道我哋其实系喺捆绑嘅里边。
Because when Adam sinned,
因为当亚当犯罪嘅时候
，he was in bondage to Satan, the enemy.
佢已经成为敌人。撒旦魔鬼嘅奴隶
，He has sold himself to sin。
佢已经将自己卖咗去系犯罪。
And for that reason, he is under the bondage of death。
因为呢个缘故，佢喺死嘅捆绑嘅里边。
So brothers and sisters，
所以弟兄姊妹
，When we are born into this world，
当我哋生出喺呢个世界里边嘅时候
，We no longer has a free will。
我哋已经冇自由意志啦。
Because our will is already in bondage to sin.
因为我们的意志已经在罪的捆绑的里面。
It's already in bondage to unrighteousness.
我们已经在不义 的捆绑的里面。
It's already under the bondage of death.
我们已经在死的捆绑的里面。
True, when God created man, he gave man a free will.
没错，当神造人的时候，他给人有自由意志。
But this is no longer true with all of us.
但对于我们所有人来讲，这个已经不再是真实的了。
Because we were born of Adam.
因为我们从亚当而生。
We inherit Adam's nature.
我们已经承继了亚当的性情。
So when we come into this world,
所以当我们进入这个世界的时候，
we are already in bondage to sin.
我们已经是作罪的奴仆。
In bondage to unrighteousness.
我们已经是作被不义来到捆绑。
We think we are free.
我们想我们以为我们想我们是自由。
But it is a deception.
但其实只是一个欺骗。
So do you want to know, before you believe in the Lord Jesus, what is your life?
如果你想知道你未信耶稣之前你是一个怎样的生命。
Now if you turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
如果我们看到以弗所书的第二章。
In Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章。
If you read from verse 1 through verse 3.
如果我们从第一节读到第三节。
Now listen.
我们听。
And you, being dead in your offenses and sins, in which ye once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all once had our conversation in the lust of our flesh, doing what the flesh and the thoughts willed to do, and were children by nature of wrath, even as the rest.
以弗所书第二章的第一节至第三节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在叛逆之子心中运行的邪灵，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Now this is where we are.
这个就是我们以前在哪里呢？就在这里了。
Oh, may I say this is where we were before we believed in the Lord Jesus.
或者我说是我们未信主之前我们就在这样的光景里面。
Before we believed in the Lord Jesus.
当我们未信主耶稣之前
we were all being dead in our offenses and sins.
我们都是死在过犯罪恶之中的。
And we walk according to the age of this world.
我哋随从今世嘅风俗咁嚟到过活。
Now what does it mean?
你话咩意思咧？
It means that when we are born into this world,
就话当我哋系生在呢个世界里边嘅时候，
our life was governed by the world that we live in.
我哋系俾我哋活嘅呢个世界嚟到管理管辖我哋。
The age of this world means
今世嘅意思就系
the fashion of this world.
你话呢个世界所流行嘅嘢。
Because in one time the world has a certain fashion.
因为喺某个时间嘅里边，世界有一啲嘅流行嘅事情。
And when you come to the 21st century,
你当你嚟到二十一世纪嘅时候
，the world has its 21st century fashion.
有二十一世纪嘅流行嘅嘢。
Maybe it will start from Paris.
或者系由巴黎开始。
But strangely, very soon it spread to the whole world.
但好快嘅就传到全世界啦。
And we all want to be in fashion.
我哋个个人都系想喺流行嘅服装嘅里边。
And not to be old-fashioned.
我哋唔想话落后。
So you find that all our walk are governed by the fashion of this world.
所以我哋嘅行事为人都系俾呢个世界所流行嘅嘢嚟到管理我哋。
You think you are free.
你谂住你系自由。
But you are not free.
但其实你唔系自由。
You just live according to the fashion of this world.
你活着只是行事为人，只是按住今世的风俗。
But worse than that.
但是比这个更坏的。
Behind the fashion of the world.
是在世界的流行的事情的背后。
You find that you are walking according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit that I works in the sons of disobedience.
但是你要告诉我们，我们信服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在叛逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Because behind the world, there is the ruler of this world.
因为在这个世界的风俗的背后，有一个管理在这个世界 的人在背后。
And the ruler of this world is Satan, the evil power.
在这个管理空中掌权者的这个是撒旦，在这个邪恶的势力。
He used the world that can be seen to do his own will.
他用世界能够看见的东西来到去做他所想做的东西。
Behind the world is the enemy of God.
这个世界背后是神的仇敌。
He organized the whole world to assist them in order to resist God.
他来到是组织整个世界的制度来到去抗拒神。
So the whole world is under the influence of the evil spirit.
所以整个世界都是这个邪灵在背后来到影响。
Before we were saved, we do not know where we really were.
当我们未信主之前，我们不知道我们是在什么地位。
We think that we know ourselves.
我们以为我们认识自己。
We think that we are free.
我们以为我们是自由。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹,
the word of God tells us that we are not.
但神的话告诉我们听，其实我们不是。
We are living in a deception.
我们将活在一个虚荒的里面。
Not only follow the world,
不单只跟随世界,
but under the influence, the control of the evil spirit.
而是我们在邪灵的影响和管理的底下。
Now, so far as we understand,
在我们所能够明白的里面,
we are just live our life in the lust of our flesh.
我们只不过是在我们的人生的里面放纵我们肉体的私欲。
We think that we are just living according to what we want.
我们以为我们活着是按照我们所想的。
And we do things according to the flesh and the thoughts will to do.
我们事实上我们只是随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
And that is the way we think ourselves.
我们是这样想我们自己。
We are free.
我们是自由的。
We just do what we want.
我们只是做我们想要做的事。
Not knowing behind us there is something controlling us.
但我们却不知道背后有些东西在这里控制我们。
So by nature, we are of wrath.
所以按照本性我们是可怒之子。
Under the wrath of God.
What is 神的愤怒的底下?
Now this is where we were.
呢个系我哋以前就系咁样噶啦。
Wasn't that terrible？
呢个岂唔系好可怕
？How deceived we have been！
我哋系实在俾几大嘅欺骗咗我哋啦。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 4。
我哋如果见到以弗所书第四章
，and read verses 17 and 18。
我哋读第十七节同第十八节。
This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye should no longer walk as the rest of the nations walk in the vanity of their mind, being darkened in understanding, estranged from the life of God by reason of the ignorance which is in them, by reason of the hardness of their heart, who having cast off all feeling have given themselves of licentiousness to work all uncleanness with greedy, unsatisfied lust.
以弗所书的第四章第十七节至到第十九节。所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人，全虚妄的心行事，他们的心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
Now this is the description of our daily life。
呢个我哋形容我哋每一日嘅生活就系咁样噶啦。
Because we walk in the vanity of our mind。
因为我哋行事全虚妄嘅心。
We are controlled by this fallen mind。
我哋系俾一个堕落咗嘅心思嚟到管理我哋。
We live as we think.
我们活按照我们所想的去活。
But it is vanity.
但这个只不过虚空。
Because we have been separated from life.
是因为我们是已经从生命是分开了。
God is life.
神是生命。
But we have been separated from God.
但我们从神是分开了。
So we do not know what life really is.
所以我们实在不知道生命是什么。
And our reasons or darkened.
我们的心思就昏暗了。
Our understanding was darkened.
我们的悟性就是昏暗了。
And we fall into all kinds of lust.
我们就落到各种各样的情欲的里面。
We are moved by our emotions.
我们被我们的感觉来到管辖我们。
And we committed many sins.
我们就犯各种的罪。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
here you find a description of our life before we know the Lord Jesus. If you really realize this is what you were before you believe in the Lord Jesus,
如果你真的能够领会,你信耶稣之前你是这样的,
would you like to believe in the Lord Jesus right away?
你会不会立刻想相信主耶稣基督吗?
Would you like to be delivered right away?
你想不想立刻的被释放啊?
Thank God.
感谢神。
Because in Ephesians chapter 2 it said,
因为在以弗所书第二章这样讲,
he said in verse 5,
第五节,
but God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love, wherewith he loved us, we too being dead in offenses,has quickened us with the Christ. He are saved by grace, and has raised us up together, and has made us sit down together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, that he might display in the coming age the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For ye are saved by grace through faith, and this is not of yourself, it is God's gift. Not of the principal works,that no one might boast.
以弗所书第二章嘅第四节至到第九节，第四节，然而神既有丰盛的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所赐的恩慈显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，这并不是出于自己， 乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is how salvation came to us.
弟兄姊妹，救恩就系咁样临到我哋啦。
When we were in that terrible situation.
当我哋喺一个灭亡嘅光景嘅里边。
Now, who could redeem us?
边个能够救赎我哋啦
？Who could save us?
边个能够拯救我哋啦
？Nobody can do that.
冇人能够做。
Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺咗神嘅荣耀。
Even the angels cannot help us.
甚至天使都帮唔到我哋。
Because they were of a different species.
因为佢哋属于另一种嘅种类。
So in a sense, we are hopeless and helpless.
所以喺某个情思想嘅里边，我哋系无望，我哋系绝望嘅。
The things impossible with man is possible with God.
但系罪人唔能噶，就系神系凡事都能。
So here you see the wisdom and the love of God.
喺呢度我哋睇见神嘅智慧同神嘅爱。
In a strict sense.Even God Himself cannot save us.
或者是好严格的来讲，神自己都救唔到我哋。
Because God is righteous.
因为神是公义的。
He is the righteous judge.
他是一个公义的审判官。
He cannot forgive us without compensation.
他不能够是不使我哋付任何代价，而是来到拯救我哋。
God cannot say, "Now I pity you."
神能够说我可怜你
I will forgive you.
我就赦免你
Now if God should do that,
如果神真的这样做
He will be unrighteous.
那他就不义了
Because he had not done what is right.
因为他没有做到应该做的对的事
The wages of sin is death.
罪的公价乃死
So that death could not be avoided.
所以死是不能避免
But thank God.
但感谢神
He is wisdom.
他是智慧
He is also love.
他同时是爱。
So he had a plan.
所以他有个计划。
Again I say,
我再次讲
God himself as God cannot save us.
神作为神不能拯救我们。
He cannot be our substitute.
他不能够成为我们的代替。
But God sent his only begotten son into this world.
神差派个独生的儿子来到这个世间。
That's why Jesus has to be a man in the world.
因为这个缘故耶稣一定要成为一个人在这个世上。
It is as if God has emptied himself.
好像说神要将自己倒空。
He left his throne as it were.
好似话神要离开佢嘅宝座
，He laid down all His glory。
佢要将佢嘅所有嘅荣耀摆低。
And in His Son, He incarnated into man。
佢作为佢嘅儿子嚟到成为肉身嚟到住喺人嘅当中。
Because only man can substitute another man。
因为只有人可以代替另一个人。
Only a man who is without sin can。Become sin for other men.
唯一一个无罪的人能够成为罪来到代替另一个人。
Only man can be our substitute.
只有人来到成为我们的代替。
So, Christ Jesus,
所以基督耶稣,
the man,
这个人,
who was sinless,
是无罪的。
He had never committed anything.
他从来没有犯过任何的罪。
He didn't even know what sin was.
他甚至不知道罪是什么。
How he lived on this earth.
他怎样在地上活着。
A perfect life.
一个完全的生完美的生命。
A pure life.
一个纯洁的生命。
But he who knows no sin was made sin for us.
但那个不知罪的他要成为罪来到代替我们。
To put it another way.
或者换句话来讲。
He who had no sin.
那个没罪的。
Suddenly, all the sins in the world become his.
突然间，全世界的罪成为他的在他身上。
And there he died, even by the hand of his father.
在那里他死了，甚至是他父的手来到叫他致死。
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine that?
弟兄姊妹，你能不能够想象吗？
Only God can do such a thing.
唯有神才能够做这样的事情。
Only Christ Jesus can save us.
唯有耶稣基督能够拯救我们。
And he paid the utmost price in order to do that.
他付上那个就是之中的代价来到为我们。
That is the reason why.
这个是那个原因。
For sin, because they do not believe in me.
因为罪的缘故，因为他们不相信我。
The Holy Spirit will convict us.
圣灵是会是叫我们责备自己。
What is the greatest sin in the world?
在这个世界里面最大的罪是什么？
The greatest sin in the world is not believing in the Lord Jesus.
最大的罪是不信耶稣基督。
Because you reject the utmost love of God.
因为你拒绝神之中的爱。
For sin because they do not believe in me.
因为罪的缘故是为着是他们不信我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
what a redemption.
当个何等的救赎。
It is a kinsman redeemer.
这个是至近亲属的救赎。
In other words,
换句话来说,
he has to be like us.
是他要似我们。
To be a kinsman of us.
是要成为我们至近的亲属。
And then he can redeem us.
是，然后他才能够来拯救我们。
You know the book of Ruth?
你知道路德记啊?
Now even the book of Ruth is only four chapters.
虽然路德记是四章。
But the book of Ruth demonstrates the principle of kinsman redeemer.
但路德记能够显示给我们看见是至近亲属的救赎。
Because Elimelech, a Levite,
因为这个利未人阿比米勒,
he moved his family from the promised land to Moab.
他将他的家庭从是犹大的地方来到先到去摩押地,
in order to avoid the famine.
为了避免饥荒,
as a faithful Israel,
作为一个忠心的犹太人，
he should stay in the promised land.
他应该留在应许地。
And should seek the Lord about this matter of famine.
他应该在这个饥荒的地的时候来到寻求神。
And even in famine, the Lord will keep him.
甚至在饥荒，神都会保守他的。
But unfortunately,
但很不幸的，
he took his family to Moab.
他将他的家人带到去摩押地。
And God's hand was upon him.
神的手在他身上。
He died.
他死了。
His two sons died.
他的两个儿子都死了。
And only left Naomi and the two daughters-in-law.
只留下拿俄米和两个媳妇。
These two daughters-in-law were Moabites.
这两个媳妇都是摩押的女子。
Israel was supposed not to intermarry.
以色列人是不应该跟外族通婚的。
But you see how lowly they have fallen.
你看见他们是堕落到 多低呢？
So Ruth followed her mother-in-law back to Bethlehem.
路德就跟随他的婆婆回到去伯利恒。
When they went back,
当他们回来的时候，
they lost everything.
他们损失他们失去一切。
But then,Naomi had a near relative.
但拿俄米有一个至近的亲属。
His name was Boaz.
他的名字叫波阿斯。
He was a mighty man.
他是一个很伟大的人。
By that it means he was a wealthy man.
换句话来说，他是一个很富有的人。
So he had lots of fields.
他有很多的田地。
Many servants work in his field.
很多的工人在他的田地来到工作。
And how marvelously God so arranged.
神的安排何等的奇妙。
That Ruth happened to come to Boaz's field.
路德就去了波阿斯的田地。
Because according to the old Israel custom.
因为按照以色列人古老的传统的规矩。
When you harvest the field.
当你收割的时候。
And you left some behind.
你要留翻啲唔收割。
You cannot go back and cut them.
你唔应该翻翻转头再割噶。
Because they were left for the widows, for the poor.
因为嗰啲系留翻俾嗰啲寡妇嗰啲穷嘅人。
So Ruth gleaned in the field of Moab.
所以
of Boaz.
路德就喺波阿斯嘅田里边嚟到执嗰啲啊嗰啲嘅啊喂水。
So Naomi one day told Ruth.
啊，拿米一日就同啊路德咁讲。
Boaz is our kinsman.
啊，波阿斯系我哋至近嘅亲属。
He had the right to redeem us.
啊，佢有嗰个权利嚟到系赎我哋噶。
So you remember how the situation happened.
啊，你就记得嗰个事情点样发生。
And Boaz said, I am your kinsman.
啊，波阿斯话我系你至近嘅亲属。
I will exercise the right of kinsman redeemer.
我要使用我作至近亲属嗰个啊救赎嘅嗰个权利。
I will not only buy, redeem all your properties.
啊，我唔单止要买赎翻你所有嘅田地。
But I will also buy Ruth.
啊，我要将啊路德买过嚟。
To raise up the name of the disease.
吓，嚟到为着死咗嘅人留名。
And we call that kinsman redeemer.
我哋就话呢个系一个至近亲属嘅救赎者。
This is just an illustration.
呢个只不过系一个例。
Just a type.
吓，只不过预表。
And the antitype is Christ and us.
那个实际乃基督和我们。
Because we have lost everything.
因为我们损失了一切了。
We are reduced to poverty.
我们已经成为贫穷了。
But our Lord Jesus.
但我们的主耶稣。
Our Boaz.
我们的波阿斯。
He is willing to redeem us.
他是愿意来到救赎我们。
Not only our persons.
不单止我们这个人。
But even the lost inheritance.
甚至我们损失了的遗产。
You know,God wants us to give us inheritance.
你知道神要将佢嘅产业俾我哋。
It is the purpose of God.
呢个神嘅旨意。
To give us an unfading, incorruptible, undefiled inheritance.
要俾我一个不能朽坏、不玷污、系流传到永远嘅产业。
Reserved for us in heaven.
为我哋流传喺天上嘅。
Now how can we regain them?
我怎样能够再次得回这个产业呢?
Through our Lord Jesus.
来透过我们的主耶稣基督。
He is our kinsman redeemer.
他是我们的至近亲属的救赎者。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
This is what it is.
这个就是那个事情了。
So thank God we are redeemed.
感谢神我们蒙赐救赎了。
It was redeemed in such a marvelous way.
是神用一个何等奇妙的途径来救赎我们。
And through redemption, He is to restore us to fullness.
是通过救赎神用恢复我们所有的丰满。
One day we will inherit our inheritance.
有一天我们要承受我们的产业。
We will even rule and reign with Christ.
我们甚至会同基督一同作王掌权。
And we will be in New Jerusalem.
我们会在新耶路撒冷里面。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
We cannot thank God enough for that.
我们实在是不足够来到感谢神为了这个。
Now finally.
最后。
I would like to share with you a real story.
我要同你交通个新嘅故事。
This story happened in England.
这个故事在英国发生。
It is the story of John Newton.
这个是约翰牛顿嘅故事。
John Newton was born in 1725.
约翰牛顿在1725年出世。
His father was a sea captain.
他的父亲是一个船的船长。
So when he was 19,
当他19岁的时候,
he joined the Navy.
他就参加海军。
But he was such a disobedient person.
但他是一个十分不顺服的人。
He could not take the discipline in the Navy.
他不能够从海军接受海军的那种操练。
So there was a chance coming.
那个机会发生。
There was a merchant ship.
那是一个商船。
A slave ship.
一个是奴隶的贩卖奴隶的商船
，going to Africa，
去非洲
，to get slaves，
去要得着啲奴隶。
And so John Newton went to that boat。
所以约翰牛顿就去到呢个船嗰度啦。
And when he was in that boat，
当佢喺呢个船嘅时候
，he met another person。
佢又碰到另一个人
，who got rich in Africa。
佢喺非洲就发咗财啦。
So he joined that man.
他就跟着这个人了。
So he followed that man to Africa.
他跟这个人去非洲。
He was thinking to be rich.
啊，佢想发财。
Not knowing when he arrived in Africa,
他不知道去到非洲的时候,
he got very, very sick.
啊, 他变了, 他有很大的病。
And finally,
最后,
he became a slave to that man.
啊, 他成为这个人的奴隶。
And he was so ill-treated.
啊, 他十分受到苦待。
He had very little to eat.
啊, 他吃的很少。
He was almost naked.
啊, 他差不多是赤裸。
And even the slaves,despise him.
甚至其他的奴隶都是看小他。
And when they were sailing,
当他们是去航船的时候,
and when that man came to the shore to do business,
当这个人去到海岸来做生意的时候,
he would chain him in the boat.
他会将用一些锁链锁在船上,
open air,
是在露天的,
without any cover.
那里没有遮盖的。
And if that man delayed his return,
如果这个人耽延不回来,
he was hungry.
他肚饿,
nothing to eat.
没东西。
So he was afraid to see anybody.
所以他很怕见任何人。
He was ashamed of himself.
他自己很羞愧。
And this situation continued for 15 months.
这个事情发生了15个月都是这样。
He was a slave of slaves.
他是奴隶当中的奴隶。
Until his father finally found him.
第一天他父亲找到他。
As he was on his way back to England.
当他回英国的时候。
That boat suffered storm.
这个船碰到很大的风浪。
It was almost sinking.
差不多全船都要沉了。
And at that time,
在那个时候,
he thought of God.
他就想到神。
He repented of his life.
他就为他的一生来到悔改。
He wanted to turn himself to God.
他想将自己来到交返给神。
But he couldn't say that he was saved at that time.
但他不敢说他那时候是得救。
Because he didn't know much.
因为他不认识很多。
Then he became himself. Then, no. Then he became to have some association, friends.
他成为一些人的朋友。
And among those friends are George Whitefield.
在那些朋友当中有一个叫 George Whitefield.
And other people.
有其他的人。
So gradually he increased in his understanding.
慢慢他对神的认识增加。
And probably he was really saved.
或者他到那时候真的得救了。
But then he became a captain of a slave boat.
但那时候他成为一个贩卖奴隶船的船长。
But of course he treated the slaves much better.
当然他对那些奴隶是比其他的人好。
But his conscience troubled him.
但他的良心是叫他很过不到。
Now how could I be a captain of a slave boat?
我怎么能够做一个贩卖奴隶船的船长呢？
So finally, he left the boat.
最后他离开这个船。
And he worked in the custom.
他就在海关里工作。
And at the same time, he was growing in the Lord.
从时间主里面长大。
And later on, he became a minister.
最后他成为一个服侍神的人。
He served the Lord until he was 81.
他服侍主直到他81岁。
Now you know him.
你认识他吗？
How?
怎样呢？
Because He is the author of that hymn, Amazing Grace.
因为他是那首诗歌《奇异恩典》的作者。
Amazing Grace, how sweet the song.
奇异的恩典何等甘甜。
It saves a wretch like me.
甚至拯救一个咁卑鄙嘅，好似我。
I once was lost.
我前系迷失。
But now am found.
今被寻回。
Was blind.But now I see.
前盲今得看见。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
he was used of God.
他是被神使用,
in the emancipation of slaves.
甚至他堕落到一个奴隶的光景。
Because he worked with Wilberforce.
但因为他是同Wilberforce一同的来到工作。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
his story.Is our story.
他的故事就是我们的故事。
Amazing grace.
奇异恩典。
How sweet the sound.
何等甘甜。
That saves a wretch like me.
拯救一个这么卑鄙的我。
I once was lost.
我前是迷失。
But now I am found.
今被寻回。
Once blind, but now I see.
前盲今得看见。
Thank God for that.
为神感谢，我哋感谢神。
Let's pray.
让我哋祈祷。
Dear Lord, as we review the story of our redemption,
我哋只当我哋嚟到再一次思想我哋蒙救赎嘅故事。
We cannot but bow and worship.
我哋不能不俯伏敬拜。
Thou hast been so loving.
我主你何等嘅爱我哋。
So kind.
你何等嘅仁慈。
That thou art unwilling.Thou willing to give thy only begotten son.
你竟然愿意将你自己独生爱子嚟到赐俾我哋。
And to die on Calvary's cross for us.
系为要我哋喺各各他嘅十字架被钉死。
How can we thank thee for all that thou hast done for us?
我哋怎能感谢到足你为我哋所作嘅
？Except,
除咗
，we give ourselves to thee to be thy bondman.
我哋将我哋自己嚟到交翻俾你作你嘅奴仆。
May your will be done in our lives。
愿你嘅旨意喺我哋嘅人生里边成就。
May you be glorified through us。
愿你透过我哋能够得着荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name。
我哋奉你宝贵嘅名祈祷。
阿门。